Historians note, this story takes place in the 8th year of Jean-Luc Picard's command of the Enterprise-D, after the events chronicled in All Good Things, and prior to those described in Generations.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Star Trek, The Next Generation, Kalis, by Michael Jan Friedman, read by Kevin Conway.
In ancient times, there was a road here, but the terrain had long since been claimed by a forest of gray and yellow micaiah trees, which made it all the more difficult to excavate, thought Orlok, as he watched the workmen clear his appointed section with their hand tools. They could have used disruptors, but this forest was prized by those who lived in the vicinity. It wouldn't be smart to cut down any more trees than they had to. The clerics of Boreth, of whom Orlok was a member, had begged for years for permission to dig here. If they hoped to excavate other sacred sites, other places where the Emperor Kalis had walked, it was critical that they treated this place with respect. By the time the work crew was done with the section, all that was left was the pungent smell of micaiah sap. The foreman of the crew turned to Orlok and grinned in his beard. A Klingon's Klingon, his brow was heavy with thick, horn-like ridges.
How's that, brother? Clean enough? Or shall I clear the rest with a dagger?
Orlok swallowed.
It is clean enough.
As the crew moved to the next section, where another cleric awaited them, Orlok sighed. He had never been one for confrontation.